Morning, everyone.
Talk Radio.
I gotta get used to that right there. Good morning, everyone. This is K-Dow. Coming in from Bro Lives Radio. Getting ready to have another little episode. Cubs came back to win 2. Down 3-1. Come back, force a game 7. Game 7 is tonight against the Tribe, Cleveland Indians. Everyone believes that we can't do it, but we going to do it. Let me go on and get Hector in on this show. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up, man? What up? How you doing today?
I'm good. Just a little tired from last night's game.
Yeah, I feel you on that. A little tired, a little anxious and everything. Sometimes I feel like I'm the one getting ready to go up there and play.
I know. It's crazy. Your last night game was awesome. I mean, I wasn't expecting it to be a blowout, but I'm happy that it was a blowout and we're taking it to game 7.
Yeah. I was hoping for a blowout. I was hoping for everybody, every time they come up to bat, at least one person hit a home run. That's just my hope.
Yeah.
But it seemed like that at first. You know, Chris Bryant started off with the home run. Then Addy came up. He hit the grand slam home run. And Ben Zobrist is showing he still got some young life in that body with that truck move. Yeah, that was awesome. That was fantastic when he did that. When he did that one, I was at work, and I'm gonna be at work tonight during the game too. Just getting every single update up on my phone and video sent straight to me. But that was just phenomenal.
Yeah, that was crazy. I was like, man, we're playing football or what? Come on now.
Yeah, well, the catcher shouldn't have covered the plate. He was in the line of the plate, so it's his fault.
Yeah, the rules state that you could truck the catcher if he's in the plate, if he's blocking the plate. Now, if you would have trucked him, if he was outside of the plate, then that would have been an automatic out.
Yeah.
But I really like this lineup. Joe, he did a good job by moving Bryant up to 3. And having Schwarber down at 2, that way you will have to force to pitch to Bryant and Rizzo, because you don't want to pitch to Schwarber at batting 2, because if you leave him at 5th, it's technically you could pitch to him because you got nothing to worry about with your 6th, 7th, and 8th hitters who are, I think they're combined what 4 hits, well now more now because Russell hit like 3 yesterday, but before that they were combined 4 hits, each player from the. From 6 to up.
Yeah. Yeah, they've been having a real tough time at the plate. They keep swinging at stuff that it's out of the zone. And I know when Javi get up there and Wilson get up there, they want to put the ball in play. They want to do something for the team. They want to win. But sometimes you gotta force the pitcher to throw you 3 straight strikes. You know, Wilson Contreras last night. Go on.
That's what happened yesterday when Addison was up in the count 2-0. Tomlin had to force a pitch down the middle to get at least a strike, and that cost him.
Exactly. You know, and then, like, I think the next inning after that, Wilson Contreras swung at 3 straight pitches low and out of the zone, low and away. And all 3 pitches was the same pitch in the same area, and he swung each time. And all 3 of them was balls, if he do not swing.
Yeah, same thing with Bias. He's hitting out of the zone.
Now, they got to shorten up their strike zone. That's all. They got to go up to the plate. They got to be like, okay, well, if he don't pitch anything in this certain area, I'm not swinging regardless of what the umpire's called. Until I get down
right.
the count, you got to swing. But, you know, I go up there and I make him pitch two straight pitches, one swing at the first two. Let them know you're going to be patient.
Well, tonight with Kluber likes to pitch out of the zone, and especially likes to throw it low. But what you need to do is wait until the ball's high. The ball's up, swing at it. If it's down, take a chance, take a risk. Either you swing or you hold back, because if he leaves it up, that ball's gone. And that's the only way we'll be able to beat Kluber tonight. And plus, this is our third time facing him in 8 days. So, I mean, we took care of Kershaw, we took care of Bumgarten. Now it's time to take care of Kluber tonight.
Exactly. I get so many people who root for that team that's out south tell me that we have no chance. Oh, y'all facing Kluber, so it's over. Nah, man, y'all said we was done when it was 3-1. Y'all said we was gonna lose the next game, but we didn't.
So, yeah, they said the same thing when we faced the Dodgers. We were down, 2-1, and we beat Kershaw.
Yeah.
And Kershaw's the better pitcher out of everyone in the MLB. I say he's the best player. He's the best pitcher in our generation right now.
Yeah. He is. Kershaw is crazy.
Yeah, I would love to have Kershaw on my team. Much as I don't like him when we play against him, but we have the opportunity to get a player like Kershaw. Hey, give him all the money he wants.
Exactly. So how do you think Joe Maddon going to call this game tonight?
Oh, he's going to keep the same lineup again. He's going to have Fowler batting off, Schorber in batting second, Bryant third. Rizzo cleanup, Zobrist. Then you have Addison Russell. Then you have Contreras batting seventh, and then Hayward eighth and Bias ninth, unless he switches Bias eight and Hayward nine. But Hayward's been swinging the bat lately. He's taking it out. So any moment now, he could hit one out of the park, and it's going to be crazy. Like, he just needs to fix his swings in the off season. And he should be back to his normal self next season.
Yeah, I think with him coming over with that contract, I think in the back of his mind, he feel like he has to do more than he did when he was with the Cardinals and the Braves. When that's not the case, you know, you come in and you do what you've been doing that got you signed by us. You know, you go in there, you got to, like Zobrist last series when he laid down that bunt for a hit. You know, that's what you got to do to get yourself going. Do it. You know, I'm pretty sure, if we up, and that'll be just like the first out. I'm pretty sure Joe wouldn't mind. If that's what you got to do, catch him by surprise, bunt, gun it out at first base, do it.
Yeah, but I think with Hayward, it's we signed him for a big contract, but most of that money was basically for defense. And these last couple of games, he has proven to everyone that why the Cubs got him for defense, because he's an outstanding player at defense. If only his hitting was up to par, that would have been great. Because, you know, I'm not expecting Hayward to hit like 40 home runs and 100 RBIs. I expect Hayward to hit at least 20 home runs and at least 70 to 80 RBIs. But mostly we need them for our defense. And I think if we would have had Soler or Coghlan or anyone else in right field yesterday, Hayward they would have not got those balls that Hayward got.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And then for the ball when he was in the corner and he threw Buddy out at second base, that was awesome.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would be able to do it.
I don't see it being like I like Soler. Soler, he's a solid player to me, but that what was that game think it was game four, game three or game four. He hit a deep ball to right field in the corner, and he don't run it out going to first base. He kind of trots to first base because he automatically thinks that the fielder is going to catch the ball. The fielder didn't catch the ball, and you only got a triple. But if you gun it out to first base, by the time you realize that he's not going to get the ball, you already halfway to second base. You have a clean shot at home. Like it's like little mental miscues on the younger guys like that. That kind of
I remember that play. That was very windy here. I think it was the first game home. Yeah, it was the first game home. It was game three, and the ball looked like it was going to go foul because it could have gone either way. He could have caught it or it could have gone foul. But in that situation, when the wind is blowing out, I don't care who you are, run. Because as soon as the wind get a hold of that ball could go in any direction. And that could have been easily an inside the park home run for him. And we probably would have won last night, the World Series, because it would have been tied yesterday. We would have been up a game against Cleveland and won it yesterday. But, you know, everything happens for a reason. Tonight's game seven, and Hendricks took us into the World Series, and hopefully he gives us a World Series.
Yeah, the Hendricks, he had the big closeout game against didn't he have it against Baumgartner as well as Kershaw?
No, it was I would have to look that up, but I know he pitched against Kershaw against the last game to make to get us into the World Series. But I don't know who pitched when I know Moore pitched against the Giants when we clinched. But I think that was Arrieta who won that game against the Giants.
Yeah, it was Arrieta. Arrieta did close it out. Yeah, but it's just been exciting. I mean, and it's not even just from I'm a Cubs fan standpoint. It's just to see what's been conspiring. Like it took years to build a fantastic farm system, and now you're seeing it pay off. You know,
oh yeah, Theo wasn't playing around when he said that he had a 5-year plan, and this is the fifth year. This is the year that he said that the Cubs will make it to the playoffs. Last year, we were ahead of schedule. I mean, we made it. We weren't supposed to make it to the playoffs last year, and you know, I was a little disappointed that we got swept by the Mets. You know, I was a little angry. I cursed out a few friends, and you know, because I'm a big Cubs fan, you know. There's probably someone bigger than me as a Cubs fan, but I am a diehard Cubs fan. This is my team. I will die for my team. You know, I'm very passionate about my team. But, I mean, this year I'm very excited. I mean, if we lose tonight, you know, knock on wood that we don't, I wouldn't be disappointed. I mean, I will be disappointed, but I'll be glad, you know, we lost. We lost game seven of the World Series. It wasn't like if we would have lost 3-1. They won, and then we lost the series 4-1. That would have been like, damn, you know, we sucked. We didn't hit, you know. But to be down 3-1 and then tie it, and then now we're playing Game 7 of the World Series is huge. Now we know how Cleveland feels when they beat the Warriors. So it's gonna be funny. It's gonna be very interesting to see Cleveland become the next Golden State Warriors.
Exactly. I mean, and I feel the same way. You know, I'm a diehard Cubs fan ever since my grandfather told me I didn't have to be a Sox fan because everybody else in my family is a Sox fan. You know, I've been bleeding blue. But it's like you said, it's more fulfilling if we lose tonight, knock on wood that we don't, that we made it to game seven. Like, there's no other possible outcome. But like you said, to lose 4-1, it's like a slap in the face. Like, we did all this shit for just 5 games. Like, you know, taking it deep into the last possible game, that's more rewarding than just 3 and out or five and out. You know, it's more rewarding. Because last year I was extremely mad, and I wasn't extremely mad because we got swept by the Mets. I was extremely mad that because we got swept by the Mets, and then the way the Mets played in the World Series. That's what really pissed me off. The way that the Mets played, and I'm like, wow, okay, so we lost against this team. So it was like,
yeah. It
was a slap in the face that they go on and they lose. They lost the World Series 4-1, right?
Yeah. To the Royals.
We get swept by a team that can only win one game. And then I'm looking at it this year, and I'm like, oh, shit, we only won one game. But I still had faith. I was on my social media outlets, and I'm mad, and I'm cussing them out and everything. But I'm not doing it from a bandwagon fan point of view. I'm doing it from a fan that's been waiting for a long time.
Yeah, I mean, my grandfather's not around. He died in 95, and I would love to have him here right now and watch the game at the watch game 7 and hopefully win a World Series. But, you know, he passed away, and I know he's watching from heaven, and he's looking out for the Cubs tonight, hopefully for a victory. And also, see, and here's another thing that I want to talk about is this, you know, I'm scratching my head. I mean, I get it, Sox fans, they hate the Cubs. We hate them, you know. I hate them when we play against each other, but throughout the season, I could, you know, I talk crap to my friends, like on Facebook, Sox sucks, but whatever. But if we're in the playoffs, and, you know, Sox 2005, they made it to the World Series. I was like, you know what, congratulations, y'all deserve it, whatever. I still bust my friends' balls about it, like, your team sucks, 2005, blah, blah, whatever. But they won. They beat Houston, and they are the 2005 World Series champion, whatever. But now that the Cubs are in the World Series, you would think, like, okay, you know, they're going to, you know, we scratch your back, you scratch our back, you know, wish us luck, you know, even though we're rivals in the city, you know, oh, yeah, your team sucks, but, you know, we'll wish you luck. But yet, they're buying Indians gear and posting stuff of the Indians. It's like, why would you cheer for your division rival than your own city? Why would you talk about, oh, well, the Indians win, they're bringing the trophy to our division. Yeah, but that's also a slap in the face to the Sox, because when you play the Indians, what the Indians are going to have, they're going to have a ring and wearing it in your face, like, aha. But then, of course, the Sox fans are going to be like, well, we won in 2005. But, you know, I mean, everyone has their own opinion, but I think it's just stupid.
Yeah.
I think, you know, Chicago is in the World Series. Cheer, you know, congratulations, guys. It's like right now, if St. Louis and the White Sox was to be in the World Series, I'm not going to watch the games. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to watch it. But if I get an alert on Facebook and stuff like that, like, say, the White Sox won the World Series or St. Louis won the World Series, I'm going to be like, go on there and be like, congratulations on winning the World Series, blah, blah, blah. But I'm not going to be like, as a Cubs fan, I'm not going to be wearing St. Louis gear and be like, let's go Cards, beat the White Sox. No, that's just being a typical bandwagon fan.
That's beyond being a bandwagon fan in – It's more disrespectful to your own team for the simple fact these are division rivals. Now, I can see if it wasn't a division rival, then, yeah, you could probably try to bust my chops a little bit then. But for that to be your division, I don't care if the Sox was playing the Cardinals. I would cheer for the Sox way before I cheer for the Cardinals. For the simple fact, though, that is a bigger rivalry than the Chicago Cubs versus the White Sox. That's a bigger rivalry, and I don't understand it either. I mean, they was Giants fans, then they were Dodgers fans, and now they're Indian fans. I mean, that's a slap in your own team's face when you cheer for someone that demolished their ass this year. And then what I don't understand or get is you go out of your way, oh, well, we swept the World Series. Y'all swept the World Series on the aging-ass Astros. Like, Astros, they made it due to pitching. They didn't make it to the World Series because of their bats. They made it due to their pitching. Yeah, they had those nice little spurts where their bats came alive, but most of their games were close games. Y'all didn't, the Sox in 2005 didn't face a Kershaw, didn't face a Kluber, you know, didn't face a Baumgartner. So it's like we had to face the premier top tier of the pitching in the MLB every single round this year. They didn't have that. They had that only in the World Series.
Yeah. I mean, I know right now a couple of Sox fans are probably going to talk crap to us. But, hey, you know, we embrace the hate.
They're going to talk, bro. Oh,
yeah, I know.
But it's
I still love them.
Exactly. I mean, my whole family Sox fans. So I'm the only Cubs fan in my family. So you know the type of swank that I get from everybody.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm prepared for days against this, you know. And all y'all can say is, oh, well, y'all didn't want against Kluber this postseason at all. We talk about two games. We didn't win against Kershaw this postseason too until the last game when it was basically a win or go home. And that's what it's been these past games, and you see they showed up. So what you think they're going to do tonight? They're going to show up.
Yeah, they're going to show up because this is the third time they've seen Kluber. And if you look at the first game they played, he dominated us. The second time he faced us, you know, he still dominated us, but we still were able to get hits off him and score a run off of him. So third time's the charm for everything, you know?
Yeah. And when it happens tonight, I'm not going to lie. I bet you I'm going to cry. I ain't even going to lie.
Hey, you're not going to be the only one.
It's like you wait all this time for this, you know, and then, like, another thing as far as, like, Sox fans, we won it in 2005. Yeah, 2005, I was running the 40-yard dash in 4.8. I probably ain't running the 40-yard dash in 4.8 no more. You can't talk about what's going on in the past. Stop living in the past. Just live in the present. What have y'all done lately? Nothing. Nothing but Ty Frazier, and that was a complete fuck-up, wasn't it? And now they're changing their field name to Guaranteed Rates with a downward arrow. That's the dumbest thing Jerry Reinsdorf could have did. Now, I'm not even a fan, and I hate the man for the shit.
Yeah, that's like that guy. That's why I'm still iffy about the Bulls. I love the Bulls, you know, but I just don't like the owner. He's making all the wrong decisions. You know, granted, the front office is doing something right this season. I mean, we're 3-0, but let's see how far that will take us. But I don't think the Bulls or the Sox won't get any better until Jerry Reinsdorf either dies. You know, that's fucked up for me to say, but or he sells the team to someone who knows how to run an actual team, because I think all he cares about is money.
Well, you know, Jerry Reinsdorf stepped away from everyday operation in basketball. That's one of the reasons why the team got a little bit better. He don't run the whole basketball side of for the Bulls. He only comes in when it's time for the big money. That's the only time he really comes in. And that's why John Paxson and Gar Forman can do whatever they want to, because he's never there.
Okay.
But they're going to be good this year. I think all the Chicago teams need to take a page out of Theo's book and let the fans know, look, we're going to lose, but I have a plan, you know. Because the Bears are really disappointing me right now. They have.
Yeah, I think they fired. I think the Bears let go of the offensive coordinator. I'm not 100% sure about that, but I read earlier that he was being, I don't know if he was being let go or he was being fired from the Bears. But we'll see about that. And then but going back to the Cubs real quick, I honestly think if we win tonight, there should be no more talk of a curse. Bartman, Corks and Bat, the Cubs need to make amends with Sammy Sosa, invite him back. Bartman, you know, the team, like, as a fan, I want to say I apologize to Bartman for the way Cubs fans have treated him. You know, I think that was pretty fucked up. Yeah, I was mad at that, but we need to let shit go. And that man is probably hiding, and I know he's probably watching the games, excited that we're going to win a World Series, but he shouldn't be living in fear because of two idiot fans threatening him.
Yeah, because deep down, he was a fan. He probably still is a fan. I don't blame that year on Bartman. I don't blame that year on Bartman. That was Alex Gonzalez's fault. You didn't play, and you can't catch a ground ball. Like, if he get that ground ball and throw out Darius Lee at first, the Bartman plate don't even come into existence the next batter.
Right.
And not only that,
we're up 3-1 in the series. So you cannot blame one game and then lose the fall. Okay, so we lost that game. It was 3-2 Cubs. What happened to the other two games? You know, you can't just blame it on Bartman. It wasn't like it was game 7 of the NLCS and then Bartman caught that and then we're like, oh, damn, we lost. Bartman's fault. But we had two other games that we could have won, but we blew it.
Yup.
It was a heartbreaker. I still believe everything happened for a reason.
Yeah, true. It do. But as far as Bartman, I mean, Sammy Sosa, what happened with Sammy, he brought that kind of on himself. He kind of brought that on himself. I don't see him coming back into the clubhouse like Kerry Wood and Dempster and all the other great Cubs players. I don't see him coming back, but I wish him the best of luck. I mean, but I see that one happening.
I see him coming.
Not right now.
I see him coming back, but not like as an ambassador role or like you know, Dempster, Wood, all these guys. They have a home with the Cubs. He'll probably be like let's say like a Michael Jordan will come to the United Center and he's in the stands, people would cheer, and then we won't see him again for like another year. That's how I feel like the Cubs would do Sammy Sosa, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Tom Ricketts said that he's open to bringing Sammy Sosa back, but you know, all in doing times, we just worry about the World Series right now, then worry about everything else afterwards.
Yeah, because I mean, it's been great seeing all of the past players come and watch the game, and you know, in Wrigley and in Cleveland and all of that. So I mean, yeah, it will be nice to see him and Moses Alou and everybody else as well, but I don't know. It's all about culture, and I think the Ricketts family is good with culture. But Sammy, he has to take that step and acknowledge what was being done on his part, as well as the Cubs' part, and understand it's a new ownership and everything. So just got to get past it.
Yeah. We'll see what happens and go from there.
Yeah.
Oh, and nothing. I don't know if you saw. Did you see what happened last night? A Cubs fan went to the Rock and Roll Museum Hall of Fame and raised up the W flag. I heard a lot of Cleveland fans are pissed about that.
Yeah. I don't see how we won, but We coming to the countdown right now. As always, taking out time and doing the show with me today.
Oh man, no problem.
Go Cubs, go! Hopefully it's a win by a landslide, so I won't have a heart attack tonight.
No, we're gonna get a heart attack tonight. My final prediction for tonight's game: Cubs 5, Indians 3. We'll find out by the 7th inning for sure who wins the game. I think it's gonna be a close game until the 7th inning, and the Cubs will take it 5-3.
All right. Hopefully you're right. All right, heck, I'll be at work, so I'll be watching your posts and everything.
Oh yeah, I'm gonna go to the bar tonight and watch it.
All right. So I'll be getting back in contact with you for another show. Hopefully, it's the parade show for Friday.
Yeah, they should move it to the weekend, but we'll see.
All right,
man. Take care. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.